Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow, and I'm your host, taking your questions and calls today with this in mind and with you in mind, that God knows what you're going through. He has a plan for getting you through whatever you're going through, and when you believe that, everything's going to be all right. So be encouraged today. Something good's about to happen in your life. Something powerful is about to happen in your life, and get ready because, you know, the Bible says that the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It gets brighter and brighter until the full day. So get ready for that full day. Get ready for things to get better. Expect things to get better. Miracles and greatness happens in an atmosphere of expectation. Great things happen in an atmosphere of expectation. So be expectant today. Something good is definitely coming your way. We're going to open up our phone lines in just a moment. The number to call with your questions today, 847-645-1355, 847-645-1355. And if you've got questions, I've got answers. God has answers for you. We're going to find them from the Word of God. So let's pray together right now and believe for your needs to be met. Let's believe for answers to come to you, and let's believe that breakthroughs are on their way for your life. Heavenly Father, thank you that you care about every person listening to this broadcast. You care deeply about every person who's calling this broadcast. And Lord, you know what they need far greater than I do and even greater than they do themselves. And Lord, I thank you that we will tap in today to your wisdom, to your answers, to your breakthroughs. Lord, I thank you that today is the day that you have made and that you have their plan all mapped out. You've got it all worked out, and it's going to unfold for your glory and for their good. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, great to have you guys on the program today. Welcome to all of our global listeners, our listeners around the country and around the world through our Blog Talk global broadcast as well as syndicated on radio, and a special shout out to our flagship station listeners on AM 1160 in Chicago, AM 1160. Thanks so much for calling. And if you got questions, we have got answers today on Ask the Pastor. Let's open up our phone lines and go to James in Missouri. James, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Hello, Pastor. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. Good to hear from you.
I talked to you last week, and you prayed with me, and I was in agreement with you about my drug addiction. I'm in recovery, and I'm actually going into inpatient tomorrow. And you prayed with me about my criminal stuff that's going on, and also my financial, the family's financial, and my family. My dad just got a check in the mail from the insurance company for $3,000, and also our mortgage, we're talking to somebody, and they're supposed to be helping us with our mortgage. We're supposed to hear something back from them in the next couple of days, and, you know, everything seems to be working. God's working miracles in my life, and I got a very good support system from the church I go to attend.
That's great.
In Independence, Missouri.
So awesome, man.
That's a praise. I just would like you to pray with me again before I go into treatment tomorrow, and pray that everything that we talked about, you know, God's will's done, and I'm very inspired by you. I follow you on Facebook, and I read every post that you put on there.
Wow, man, that's so great to hear. I really appreciate the update, James, on your life and God's progress in your life, and wow, it's really great to hear. And people need to know that prayer works, and people need to know that God's word works, and that's what you're a testimony of that. Your life is a testimony of that. So I just rejoice with you, and thank God for the progress that that has been made, that you've made in your life, and that God has made in your life, because you're letting him work in your life. And so I just agree with you right now, James, and I just pray for your full recovery and for this treatment to not only have the effect that it was intended, but to go exceedingly beyond what it was, what was intended. I pray for your full 100% recovery and for the restoration of your life, and for God to use you, Lord, use James to help others. Use him as he passes through these fiery tests. Use him to help others through the fire, and help others through the trials, and help others through the darkness, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, great to connect with you, James. Would love to hear from you again on the other side of your rehab, and stay with it, man. Don't give up. God is with you, and he's never given up on you.
And I appreciate everything that y'all have done and the prayers that y'all prayed with me. And I've been in agreement 100%, and I know God's going to work miracles in my life and use me as a vessel to spread the word and plant seeds to others.
You got it, man. God bless you, and thanks again. Thanks again, James. We'll talk to you soon. Keep us posted, and always great to hear from you. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. 847-645-1355 is the number. If you've got questions, come on in to the program. And you can also go to our website at any time by going to gregorydickow.org, gregorydickow.org, and you can get material that will help you grow and help you further your walk with God and help you deepen your walk with God. So we also, because it's Wednesday, just quick mention that get in church tonight. If you have a church that has a midweek Bible study or a midweek service of any kind, plug into it. It's where you're going to grow, deepen relationships with God, with people, with your church, and plug in and serve and volunteer and get involved. Man, there's nothing like giving of yourself to others, even when you're hurting. That's often the best remedy for, and that's the best medicine for your own situation, to be an encouragement to others when you're discouraged. Be a blessing to others when you need a blessing. Be kind to others when you need somebody to be kind to you. Sow the seed of the kind of harvest that you want to reap, and watch what God can do. Hey, opening up our phone lines again on Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Let's talk to Sheila in Chicago. Sheila, welcome to Ask the Pastor.
Hi, I wanted to find out regarding tithes. Do we tithe off of our gross or our net? I've heard it both ways, and I'm not really sure which is biblical.
Yeah, you know, good question. I think that the Bible talks about tithing as giving God the first, tenth, the first fruits. So to me, it's tithing off of the gross, but it's not tithing off of the gross in order to be saved or in order to be pleasing to God or in order for God to love you more. It's tithing off of the gross because you're really saying, God, you're first in my life. You're really establishing that your trust is in God. And you're saying, Lord, you get the first of everything that I have, and I'm not holding back, I'm not holding on, I'm not putting myself first, my own opinions first, I'm putting you first and your word. And that's really what tithing is. And so I hope that answers the question. You know, a lot of times Christians do have that question, should I tithe off of the gross, off of the net? And really, the net income is your income after you've already paid your taxes. And that's the only reason why it's different than the gross. So to me, God should get the first tenth off of the whole amount, not the first tenth off of the less, you know, off of what's left over. You know, that's not a legalistic rule or law, but if it's the tithe. If you believe in tithing, give them the first tenth of the whole amount. Factor in what the whole amount was before taxes, before anybody took anything out of it, before you paid any other bills, before any debits were made out of your account, and give that to God. I hope that makes sense. That's what I do and believe in and encourage others to do as well. You're listening to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow, 847-645-1355. Let's talk to Denise in New Orleans. Denise, welcome to Ask the Pastor.
Yes, hi, Pastor. It's so wonderful to speak with you. I watch you so often on TBN.
Thank you.
Such a blessing. I'm really excited about the prayer shawl, and I had a little quick testimonial that I wanted to share with you. When I had heard you speaking about touching the hem of the garment of the lady with the issue of blood, how she touched the tassel part of the prayer shawl. And I heard so much about the tallit, and I was so excited to hear you preaching on it, and you preached about that she actually touched the wings on the tassel, and how God said, with his wings that there's healing in his wings. So I sat here the other night, and I decided, I said, you know what, you listen to the CD, put on the prayer shawl. So I put on the prayer shawl, and Pastor, as soon as I did, I got the anointing.
Wow.
Immediately.
Yeah, you know what? You had called, I think we had talked a day or two ago, and you had shared that, and then because we ran out of time, we weren't able to finish that. And what happened after that?
Right.
Was there something that occurred?
Well, I had my protocol. You also sent a book, Promises, God's Precious Promises. So I was planning on sitting down reading the book. So in the meantime, I just started praying in the Spirit, and believe it or not, I had some issues in my mind of unforgiveness with people, even though in my heart I forgave them, but the emotions just kept coming back and resurfacing and resurfacing. So it wasn't a whole lot of hoopla, but God did a special work in me in the respect that I sat at the table and I just fell asleep. And in that deep sleep, I may have been sleeping about 2 hours. When I woke up, I felt like a totally different individual. God had done something in the spirit realm. But I was holding on to the wings of that tassel because I was listening to you on the CD talking about the wings part.
Yeah.
And I was holding them really tight with my hands. But, it was a very supernatural occurrence I had never experienced because I've been in the Lord a long time.
Oh, great. Well, you know what? God is, amen. And I really appreciate you sharing that. It's really powerful. And I'm really glad you called back.
And I also wanted, to possibly see you just prayed for James. I've been on dialysis. I've been dealing with my own issue of blood for 3 years and believing for full restoration, from the ravages of diabetes and hypertension. And would just, love it if you could take a minute and pray with me for my total and complete healing and restoration of my vision and my kidneys and everything else that may have been damaged.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's believe God together with you and all of our listeners who are in a similar condition or in pain. We want to pray for them as well, and let's release our faith for you. And Denise, let's believe that healing is going to spread to you and beyond to others as well. Lord, we just agree with Denise right now for her healing. We agree for a miracle breakthrough in her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We pray against diabetes. We pray against hypertension. We pray against all of these forces of darkness in her blood. And we thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus to cleanse her and the healing that is in your wings to flood her very soul, spirit, and body. Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against her will prosper, that this diabetes will leave and not come back. This hypertension will leave and not come back. And this issue of blood she's had for years must go. Just as it left the woman who touched the hem of your garment, Lord, she has touched your blood. She has believed in your blood, in the finished work of Jesus Christ. It is done. It is finished, and we receive it. We thank you for healing those around, those that are listening right now, that are in need and need prayer. We just agree for them and for their healing as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you, Denise. Really great.
God bless you, my brother.
You're welcome.
Blessing, and I love to listen to you always.
Thanks so much, and really appreciate hearing from you and a great report and a great testimony, and looking forward to the manifestation of your healing in the rest of your body as well. You're listening live, folks, to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. 847-645-1355 is the number. If you've got questions, we've got answers, call me, and would love to hear from you. It's Wednesday. Get to church tonight. If you don't have a church where you can hear the Word of God, where you're studying the Bible, come visit us at Life Changers Church if you're in the Chicago area. And if you're outside of the Chicago area, you can tune into our webcast. You can go to lifechangerschurch.com. That's lifechangerschurch.com for more information, and lifechangerschurch.com for directions as well. Let's talk to Rick in Los Angeles. Rick, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling today.
How you doing, Pastor? Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Hi there.
To be able to get into the line. Oh, I'm doing great, doing great. Enjoying the weather and my day off.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you so much for the ministry. Thank you for Fast and Long Thinking. I just enrolled in it and hope to have changes in my life that I really do indeed need them. And love hearing your show. Love it. I listen to you on TVN, watch you on TV. You know, it's just been such a blessing to be able to get some type of feedback from what you listen to on TV and apply it to your life, and it works.
That's
beautiful.
Thank
you so much for your teachings.
Man, you are really welcome, and I appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah, you know, our 2015 Fast from Wrong Thinking just started this week, and people can join this revolution for free by going to our website, fastfromwrongthinking.com. And so I'm really glad to hear that you got involved in that, Rick, and for all of the times that that we've been able to be a blessing to you. It's a blessing to us, and so we're honored and thrilled by the opportunity to minister to you. So keep believing, don't stop, and we're here for you, man. Really appreciate it. And would love to hear back from you at the end of this 40-day fast from wrong thinking. It's a great journey, and I know that it's going to be a blessing to so many people, including yourself, myself included as well. So thanks again, Rick. God bless you. And you're listening live, gang, to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Back to our phone lines we go. And by the way, on that note regarding our Fast from Wrong Thinking, you know, we launch every year something that I call a revolution, and it's from the inside out, and it is a fast. I call a 40-day fast every year, but it's not a fast from food. It's a fast from wrong thinking. So what that means is every day we attack one thought that we're going to abstain from, one thought that we're going to remove from our mental diet, so to speak, one thought that we're never going to eat from again. And then I show you step by step how to overcome that thought. So we point out one particular thought that we're going to fast from. Maybe it's a thought like, I feel overwhelmed, or I'm afraid, or how come my prayers aren't working? Whatever thought is negative, whatever thought produces negative energy in our lives, whatever is negative in our lives, we overcome it with God's word. We find out how God wants us to think from his word, and I take you step by step how to overcome systematically whatever thought is in your life that is contrary to victory and success and God's best for your life. So join this revolution. It's free. You can go to fastfromwrongthinking.com, and that's what it's called. It's 40-day fast, not from food, but a fast from wrong thinking. So go to fastfromwrongthinking.com. Or you can look up my name, GregoryDickow.com, and you should find a link to it there. And let's go back to our phone lines and talk to, let's see, Luana in Chicago. Luana in Chicago, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Hi, Dr. Dickow. I'm going to pay into your ministry. I've been watching you for years on TV. And also, I just want to say how beautiful you really are. I love the way you preach. I want to go to the church. I want to see where the church is at. It's just so nice. I mean, I watch you all the time. And you're such a very handsome man. And I know God got his hands all over you. And I just wanted to get in because I want prayer for my sister that's going through bone cancer, the fourth stage bone cancer.
Yeah.
And she's still here, but, you know, I'm just praying that the Lord touch her bones and heal her in Jesus' name. I want prayer for her.
Let's agree. What is her name?
Christine Holloway.
Christine, Lord, I just thank you for Christine, and we agree together right now. You said if two shall agree about anything they ask, it would be done. And we agree for your healing touch. Lord, you're not limited by the degree of sickness. You're not limited by the kind of sickness. You're not limited by the length of sickness. You're unlimited. Your healing power has no boundaries that can stop it. And I'm asking you for your hand to intrude and invade and interrupt this body in the name of Jesus. And we agree that she is healed. We speak to that cancer. And we command it to loose her, let her go. And we thank you, Father, for your miracle power and a miracle testimony that will come as a result of our agreement together. In Jesus' name, amen.
And thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm really glad to pray with you and to pray for your sister. And thanks so much for your kind words. And you are welcome in our church anytime, and we'd love to have you. So let us know when you come. Love to meet you, and my wife and I will be there to pray for you as well, and we'll look forward to your visit soon. God bless you.
Thank you. I'm so glad I was able to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye. You're listening live, folks, to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Back to our phone lines, and let's talk to Monique in Atlanta. Monique, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hi, Monique. Oh, I'm sorry. We just got about 30 seconds before we got to go off the air. What's go ahead with your request.
Oh, okay. Well, I just needed healing in my body. I'm 26. It was due to a sinus infection. I took antibiotics for 10 days, and so since September of 2014, I've been suffering with my bladder situation. I just pee. It's limiting me a lot this year.
Well, let's pray. We're out of time, but let me pray for you. Lord, I just agree for Monique, and we just agree for her healing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you for a miracle recovery in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for others that are suffering and hurting and are in pain today. Lord, so many that are hurting and so many that need prayer. I pray for your breakthrough in their lives. I pray for your healing touch. I pray for your miracle recovery and restoration from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Gang, we're out of time. Come on out to church tonight at Life Changers Church if you're in the Chicago area. We'll pray for you there too. Pray for your healing there. We'll pray for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, to experience the power of God, the love of God, the goodness of God. God is for you, not against you. If you need directions, go to lifechangerschurch.com, lifechangerschurch.com. We're on I-90 and Beverly Road in Hoffman Estates. Or if you're outside of the Chicago area, just go to our website and join us on our online church experience, our webcast at lifechangerschurch.com. That's lifechangerschurch.com. We are out of time. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel. God bless.